This seems a strange choice for the gospel reading today. The passage seems like a pretty strange choice to me. After all, this is Christ the King Sunday. This is the Sunday that begins the final week of the liturgical year. This is the last Sunday before Advent and a brand new year of grace. And this gospel just seems like a strange choice. The reading from the prophet Daniel and the reading from the book of Revelation, now they seem like good choices. They speak about power and glory and kingship and majesty and victory. These are the things that I want to hear about on Christ the King Sunday. These are the words from the Lord that I want to hear. I want to hear about Jesus' power and his glory and his kingship and his majesty and his victory over all the forces of evil and darkness and violence. That's what I want to hear about on Christ the King Sunday. I want to hear the words of comfort that Jesus will conquer the darkness of this world by the light of his power and his glory. I want to hear about the judge of the nations who separates the good from the bad, the righteous from the unrighteous, and the saints from the sinners. That's what I want to hear about on Christ the King Sunday. And yet the gospel shows us Jesus before Pontius Pilate. Jesus is on trial. He is captive. He is suffering and rejected. Jesus is a man of sorrows. Is this really the image of the victorious King? Is this really the sign of power and authority and victory that we want to see on Christ the King Sunday? I want to see Jesus in power. And today we meet him in weakness. But isn't that the way that Jesus meets us? Is it not when we are captive in sin that Jesus comes to us with the promise of his mercy? Is it not when we are bound in sorrow that Jesus comes to us with the promise of the resurrection? Is it not when we are suffering and rejected by the powers of this world that the Lord Jesus comes to meet us with the promise of our acceptance in him? In our weakness, we meet the King of Glory. In the midst of our trials, the Lord Jesus comes to meet us. He comes to meet us in the humility of one who suffers. He comes to conquer the bitterness in our hearts by the power of his own bitter sufferings. This is a good gospel passage for today. This is good news on Christ the King Sunday for you and for me, because our King is not so far away. He meets us in our weakness. We meet him in his humility. In a few short weeks, we will meet him in a manger. In a few minutes, we will meet him in bread and wine transformed by the power of his word. Amen.